So now you're saying that you're vegan. How does the vegan aspect bring in with like sweets and like, because I know a lot of people that are scared like me, but I'm like, what about all the stuff that I really want to eat?
Right? I know. For me, because I've been, I'll say, a vegan with training wheels, about a year.
Okay.
So I'm still trying to figure it out, but I've felt better being plant-based. But there's still, look, there's still plenty of desserts and things indulge like being vegan.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of times where the one thing that I've noticed is you have to be a little bit more cautious because you can, once you take out animal products, you can start venturing into like, it's all carbs
all
sometimes.
Different
so you
stuff,
have to be very
you
careful.
Have to pay attention you have to have information about what is you doing.
Exactly.
I think a lot of people just jump out of regular eating and then they don't know and then they get sick and all these things and then they have this negative thing. Then they're going around telling everybody else not to do it. And I'm like, no, you probably did it wrong. Like,
look, it ain't that deep.
It's not that deep. Exactly.
Figure out what works for you. When I work with my nutrition clients, I like, first of all, like, what kind of lifestyle do you want?
Mm-hmm.
I don't push certain views or anything on anyone. I think you got to be real with what you want,
right?
Your lifestyle
and what your goals
are. And then that's where cheat day comes in hand.
Right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.